Now, there's one more area of daily life which lends itself to keeping people alert, and that is when you're driving. Anyone behind the wheel of a car has lots of opportunities to keep people on their toes. And I don't mean just blowing some guy's head off because he cut you off at the red light. I'm talking about subtle things, like putting your car in low gear and following pedestrians into the mall. There's been a lot of talk, as you know, about this violence on the highways, people shooting each other from their cars. I don't believe too much in that sort of an overt violence. I like kind of a preventive violence in my car. You know what I have? In the rear window of my car, I have one of those diamond-shaped yellow signs that says, "Armed pit bull with AIDS on board." And I'll tell you, even the jack-offs are leaving me alone. Here's something that's a little fun. If you're driving along and someone's driving along next to you in the next lane, you say, "Pull over! Pull over! Pull over!" He pulls over, you keep going. Let him park a while and think it over. Hey, it's certainly none of your concern. In fact, you don't want to have anything to do with an asshole like that. Here's another little practical joke for the driver. When you're going through the toll booth, well, not actually through the booth itself. That would be a big practical joke. I mean when you're going through the little space in between the booths. When you get up there and the guy sticks out his hand, bargain with him. Try to get yourself a better deal. Tell him you heard it was free Chevrolet day. Tell him it's a used road and you're looking for a discount. Tell him you have no money, you spent it all on pussy and beer. That'll wake him up, especially if you're a woman. Now, speaking of toll booths, I'm drawing from my life of experience on the road. I've driven a lot, and I think most people who've driven at all in this area would have to agree that New Jersey deserves the title Toll Booth Capital of the United States of America. No question. That's right. Yes. Because you can't back out of your driveway in New Jersey without some schmuck in a hat wants 50 cents. And I don't mind paying tolls, but every 27 feet? Bullshit! I'd like to give them a blank check when I enter New Jersey and I'll sign it when I leave. Let them fill it out. You know what I mean? Let them fill it out. Yeah, leave me out. You can't make any gas mileage in New Jersey. You're in a constant state of slowing down. By the time I get to Pennsylvania, I need a fucking brake job. So I say let them be honest. Let them put it right on the license plates. New Jersey, the toll booth state. What does it say now? The garden state? Sure. If you're growing smokestacks, yes. Don't get me wrong now. I got nothing against New Jersey. I like the place myself. I used to live right across the river from Jersey, and I would wave to the people. You know, they couldn't see me. It's a mile and a half. But fuck them. I waved anyway. Why? Why? Because I'm a caring guy. I like New Jersey. I even have one of those t-shirts you guys sell. Kiss her where it smells, take her to New Jersey. So I like the place. See? I'm a booster. But I like what different states put on their license plates. Aren't you interested to see what the states decide to write on there? Like Florida and Georgia put the county, in case these people forget where they live overnight. Indiana says, wander. Sure, just get out and get hit by a fucking Greyhound bus. Pennsylvania thought they'd be really cute this time. Pennsylvania says, you've got a friend in Pennsylvania. Well, most of the people who look at these goddamn plates live in fucking Pennsylvania. Of course they have some friends there. They've been living there 30 or 40 fucking years. You're bound to make a friend or two. Maybe one or two, anyway. But the most dramatic license plate of all has to be New Hampshire's, which says, "Live free or die!" Well, I'm certainly not going to move there. I get just a little nervous in any state where they mention death right on the license plate. On the other hand, Idaho says, "Famous potatoes." I guess those are the two extremes in thought. It would seem to me that somewhere in between "live free or die" and "famous potatoes," the truth lies. Probably it's a little closer to famous potatoes. But that's just one fellow's opinion. Now, as long as we're talking about things that belong on the back of the car, things that are there to be read, let's check our bumper stickers. Make sure we have enough bumper stickers on the car. Wouldn't want to get out there in traffic and not have some reading material for the other drivers. What on earth would people ever do at the red lights if it weren't for my handy rear bumper mobile library service? And I always have to check to see which one's on. Oh, let's see what I have today. Ooh, kind of an intellectual bumper sticker. "Honk if your horn is broken." That ought to hold the average American for about a mile and a half, huh? Here's a spiritual one. "I found him. I have Jesus in the trunk." And my favorite bumper sticker, "I'd rather be driving." Usually guys who have that one are wearing a t-shirt that says, "Same shit, different day." And of course, the three most puke-inducing words that man has yet come up with, "baby on board." I don't know what yuppie cocksucker thought of that idea. I don't know. Baby on board. Who gives a fuck? I certainly don't. You know what these morons are actually saying to you, don't you? I know you've figured out what these people are saying to you. They're actually saying to you, "We know you're a shitty driver most of the time, but because our child is nearby, we expect you to straighten up for a little while." You know what I do? I run him into a goddamn utility pole. Right into a fucking tree. Run him into a tree. Bounce that kid around a little bit. Let him grow up with a sense of reality, for Christ's sakes. Life doesn't change because you post a sign. You know, I'm supposed to alter my driving habits because some woman forgot to put her diaphragm in. Isn't that really nice? Isn't that nice? A treat for me. You know what I mean? Baby on board, child in car. Don't tell me your troubles, lady. Why don't you put up an honest sign? Asshole at the wheel! Yeah. They don't sell many of them, do they? No, they give them away free with Volvos and Audis. Oh, great. And Saabs. Some of these morons have Saabs. We bought a Saab. Well, what'd you buy a Swedish piece of shit like that for? It's a safe car. Some of these people think that by buying safe cars, it excuses them the responsibility of having to learn how to drive the fucking thing. First you learn to drive, then you buy your safe car. Well, I get pissed, goddammit. I get pissed, you know. There's a lot of shit you have to put up with when you're driving. Like red lights. When did this shit start? I only noticed them about a month ago myself. And I'll be honest with you, I don't stop for them anymore. I tried it for about a week. Didn't like it. Fuck them. I'm gone! Hey! I got no time to sit there listening to the news. You know my motto in traffic? Cop didn't see it, I didn't do it. I'm gone! I'm gone! Hey, I haven't hit anybody yet. I've had a few people behind me hit each other, but hey, that's not me, that's back there. Me, I'm gone. And I'm getting a whole lot better mileage. Especially in town. God damn, them sidewalks come in handy, don't they? Well, what are they going to do if they catch me? Give me a ticket? You know, some people live in fear of getting a ticket. Ain't this a bitch? You know how to handle a ticket, don't you? You got to be firm with the policeman. Be firm with the policeman. Policemen respect strength. While he's writing out the ticket, you got to give him a bad look. And when he's almost finished writing, reach over and snatch it out of his hand. Tell him you're going to check it over for mistakes. Then after you read it, crumple it up and throw it at his feet. Say, fuck you and your ticket too. You asshole in a hat. Can't you see I have enough garbage on the floor of my car already? Without another worthless piece of paper from the state? I got 8 or 9 of them fucking things floating around in here. Say, don't I pay your salary? They like that when you're interested in the state budget. You're a public servant. Get me a glass of water. You pinheaded prick! You're holding me up, Jack! I'm trying to get to a party! I got people waiting for me, man! I got a trunk full of heroin! Get the fuck out of my way, will ya? Get out of my way! Tell them it's your car and you do what you want with it. I own this car, I do as I please. I also own the highway, my taxes paid for that. They're both mine. I own the highway and I own the car. I own everything, goddammit! You'll be glad to hear that shit. That's what they like, people who know their rights. That way they don't have to read them to you on the way downtown to the maximum security penitentiary where you'll spend the rest of your life with no conjugal visits except from some big guy you don't want one from. Well, I get pissed, goddammit! There's a lot of shit you have to deal with when you're driving. Like these jogger assholes. I've killed 3 of them myself. Killed 3. I got 3, man. Right. I'd have a few more by now, but I don't always kill them. Sometimes I just kind of play with them, you know? I roll up with my car, and with my right front tire, I pull the sneaker off their heel. He can't hear me coming, of course, because he has on his Walkman. I'm wearing my Walkman today. I'm cutting the world out.
Bullshit you are, asshole.
You're going away! A lot of these people think that by jogging it's going to lengthen their lives. Not if they get near my fucking car, it ain't. It's Michelin on Nike time! Well, I don't know which is worse, the jogger assholes or the bicycle-riding creeps. These fucking faggots with their bicycles. And they've got special little hats to protect their special little heads. And they try to act grown up. I love these bicycle guys. They try to act like adults because basically they're riding on a fucking toy. So they try to act mature by giving hand signals. That makes them feel like grown-ups. They give hand signals. He's going to tell me where he's going. I'll tell you where you're going. You're going 30 feet up in the fucking air is where you're going. Your mother tell you to keep your toys in the yard, for Christ's sake? Well, I get pissed, goddammit! That's a lot of shit you have to put up with when you're driving, like the other cars. Have you noticed that hazard? Thousands of these other cars rolling around, many of them with people in them who are licensed, apparently. And they get you so pissed, you know? They get you fucking pissed. Don't people get you pissed when you're in your car? Do you ever get so fucking mad that you forgot where you're going? Because you got behind someone who isn't going anywhere either? A man with no destination? And I say, step on all the pedals, will you? Maybe one of them means go. I don't know where they come from, these people. I don't know where they come from, but I believe there is an automotive harassment squad that is notified when I leave the house. Okay, he's leaving now. Everyone in position. And they're laying for me all along my route. Here's a guy making a U-turn in reverse. Here's a woman backing out of a bush. And each of them has a special talent. Each driver has a different talent for you. First of all, there's the guy whose turn signal has been on since 1955. Then there's his opposite. That's the guy who doesn't put his turn signal on until he's finished the turn. He's going to let you know where he just was. Then there's the man at night behind you whose brights are on. His brights are on in case you want to read. Well, I just happen to have a copy of Ivanhoe with me. And then get you so fucking pissed off. So if you get so fucking mad, I know you'll recognize this feeling. You ever been behind some guy on a two-lane road for about 30 goddamn minutes and you can't get around him because he's doing 41? And after a while, you get so fucking mad that by now, the only thing you want to do is catch up with him to see what the fuck he looks like. See, I just want to see this asshole's face. Look, he looks exactly like I thought he would. Constipated! Cars to watch out for. First of all, anyone who's driving and is also on the telephone at the same time. Technology has brought us these self-important twits. You know, if telephones were invisible, these guys would have known them. The whole idea is for you to see the phone so you'll know he's a busy guy. I'm a busy guy. He's reaching out. That's what he'd tell you. I'm reaching out. Well, reach out and jerk me off. Cars to watch out for. People who don't know how wide their cars are. Yeah. Only been driving the goddamn thing for 4 years. Don't know where it fits yet.
Well, I don't know if I can fit in there.
You could get the fucking Romanian army in there! Car to watch out for. Any car with more than 3 people in it wearing neck braces. There's a sure lawsuit in that vehicle. Guys in vans. I don't know when this waste of precious natural resources came into being, but I've about had it with these oversized pieces of shit that I can't see around. I like to look down the highway. What is this thing? He's not carrying anything. What's the extra space for? There's no lumber in there. You want a whole lumber? Rent a truck. You want to get laid? Go to a motel like an evangelist would, for God's sake. You know what I mean? Here's a gun. I can't see around a van, and I can't see through it because he's got a painting of the fucking Rocky Mountains on the rear window. Just what I need, an art gallery on the interstate system. One more complaint. I don't know how you feel about this, but I'm getting sick of this courtesy shit. You notice this courtesy shit? I say it like that because it's not genuine. It's not real. It's not real courtesy. It's like sort of a bogus generosity. Everybody wants me to go first now. Everybody's waving me to go ahead. Go, you, go ahead, go. Not me, you, go ahead, please, go. Even when I leave the house in the morning at 7 o'clock, there's a guy waiting there, says, hi, I've been waiting all night to tell you to go first. Go. Apparently, I can't make my own decisions anymore. Some superior intellect in another vehicle is deciding my next moves on the planet. And I think it's a post-Vietnam guilt syndrome of some kind. That's the way it is, like the fitness craze in this country. America has lost its soul, so now it's going to save its body. Bullshit. Doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way. And I know I'm stuck in the driveway, and there's a long line of traffic coming by, but I'm not asking for any help. I'm not asking. I'm just sitting there. Some putts, some yo-yo, some A number one blue ribbon choice, prime cut, state-of-the-art, high-tech, Olympic-class yo-yo, who hasn't had a generous thought since St. Swithin's Day, slams on his brakes, kills three people behind him, and doesn't ask me to go, tells me to go. You, go. Fuck you! You go! I like it here. I come here all the time. You go. Then when he goes, crash into him. And if he gets out to complain, say, hey, you said to go. Thank you very much. Thank you all very, very much. I'll see you another day now. Be cool, everybody.